Dr. Pam Peek, founder of the Peak Performance Center and renowned nutrition and fitness expert, and Michelle King Robeson, founder of EmpowHer.com and leading women's advocate, cut through the confusion and share the naked bottom line truth about all things woman. It's Her Radio.
I'm Dr. Pam Peek, and my wonderful co-host Michelle King Robeson's on travel. Now look, you've got a choice out there. Do you want to just survive every day, kind of drag yourself out of bed in the morning and somehow make it home and then collapse in a small heap? Ugh. Or do you want to live richly? I mean, you've got a choice here. Dr. Joan Borsenko is my dear, dear friend and colleague and an expert in the field of integrative medicine, and a world-renowned expert in the mind-body connection. And I can't think of anyone better to help us kind of wade through this whole issue of from surviving to living. What? How can you make that transition and make it better for yourself? Now, Joni is also a New York Times best-selling author, and here's another book. I just, you know, I get dizzy trying to keep up with all these books. And this is such a fabulous book. Just get on out there and grab it. Pocket Full of Miracles, Prayer, Meditations, and Affirmations to Nurture Your Spirit Every Day of the Year. Joni, welcome to Her Radio. So good to have you back on again.
Always wonderful to talk to you, Pam, and I know that you're such a fan of meditation. I've been looking forward to this.
Oh, boy. So, all right, everyone out there is surviving, and they're just clawing their way through the day, right? Breaking nails right and left. All right, we want to live richly. We just want to live richly. Help! So what is this whole gig with meditation and being positive?
Well, here's the thing. You can let life run you and let things outside of you steal your happiness, or you can run your life and stay centered in that part of you that feels connected to everything around you and feels in charge. So, for example, when you meditate, you'll find, you know, most of meditation, you're rerunning your anxieties and doing what you do all the time. But the point in meditation is to find, like, the breath, bring yourself to center, and then become the witness of all that stuff that comes and goes, and not take it so seriously. Learn how to stay in the center of the cyclone and not be blown away. And I think of meditation as making your mind, which is the single greatest gift you've been given, making it your ally rather than your enemy. You need your mind when you need to think, you need to reason, you need to do things, but it tends to work on automatic pilot and not consciously. So what we're doing through meditation is gaining a conscious control of how the mind works. And so, for example, you're sitting there in the morning and you're thinking, ugh, my to-do list, I'm crushed, I'll never do this, this is horrible. And right away, you've released stress hormones and your day is off to a miserable start. If instead you meditate, even for 2 minutes, and you think a positive thought like, okay, what's the most important thing that I can do today? And give thanks that that important thing is on your plate and you can get it done. You're going to remember through the day, whenever your mind takes over, I can go back to my breath. I am the one in charge from my center. Life is not in charge of me. And you can change your perspective to one of gratitude. And what I did in that book, Pocket Full of Miracles, is every day there's a new thought, a little meditation practice. You can start your day with that. Spend 5 minutes doing it, and I guarantee it will change your day and help you change your attitude.
I love it, Joni. And, you know, there are a couple points. One is, I think a lot of times when I mention the M word, especially, you know, to women, they think, oh, great, one more thing, right? You know, I'm busy enough. Hello. I'm trying to survive, and you're giving me one more thing to lop on top of everything else. And for a lot of people in our society, certainly, meditation is foreign. It's not something that has been, you know, grossly accepted as a cultural norm, certainly. It's getting better. And so one of the things I've found, see what you think, to be able to kind of help people take that first step is just to say, hey, do you check in with your best friend? The answer is usually, yeah, sure. Do you check in with your kids? Sure. Do you check in with your coworkers? Yeah. Do you check in with your spouse, your partner, whatever? Sure. Do you ever check in with yourself? Dead silence. You know, it's like, huh, what, where? Because we're just too busy doing whatever we do. We're checking in with everybody else except us. And so that's a very familiar thing for people to do because they know how to do it. They do it all day long. They just don't apply it to themselves. So sometimes when I ask people to do that, I just say, why don't you just start checking with yourself? A little monologue almost to yourself. Just take a moment. Spend 30 seconds, 60 seconds, very much like what you said. And then I think that might be a first step for a lot of people out there as they say to themselves, hey, you know, how am I doing today? What's going on in my mind? I need a little rest here for a moment. I think I'm just going to transcend. I just need to do a little restful alertness, et cetera, et cetera. It might be an interesting way. What do you think about that, Joni?
I think it's a great idea. And, you know, it scares people if they think, oh, my God, I got to sit there for 20 minutes or 30 minutes. You don't have to do that. As you say, it's a way of checking in. I like to think of it as a way of staying centered. And you need to change your physiology, your body, a bit first. And you do that so easily with your breath, just to focus on breath comes in, you notice how the breath feels. You breathe out a little slowly, you notice how that feels, and right away you've moved from the outer world to checking in with yourself. You're just noticing the flow of your breath. That reduces your stress, it changes stress hormones, it changes your brain, it changes your genetics. It's an epigenetic phenomenon. And then you can notice, oh, how am I feeling? I'm feeling angry. And then instead of like going into thinking about why am I angry and what's happening, you can actually move through that sensation by just continuing to breathe, noticing that the anger is there without trying to change it at all. And little by little, in a minute or so, it'll dissipate and you'll be left there back in the center with your breath. And then if you are angry about something, you know, when you come back out of that minute or so check-in with yourself, you're going to come back in a much smarter form than the form you went in. So you're going to know how better to make your way in the world.
I love it. I also think that a lot of women out there are all totally confused about, you know, which kind of meditation. Do I buy DVDs? Do I, you know, turn this into a, again, something very complex? I really recommend that everyone out there buy Pocket Full of Miracles, prayer, meditations, and affirmations to nurture your spirit every day of the year by our wonderful guest, Dr. Joan Bursenko. Let's just make this simple. Just get the book, read it, start in, you know, a minute here, 30 seconds there even. Just begin to practice this because you will change your genes. Believe it or not, I'm not talking about Calvin Klein either. I'm talking about your own genome. It's anti-inflammatory in the body. We have great new science behind all of this. I just love it. And one very last quick one, okay, a very quick thing. Just make sure you stay positive too. And Dr. Bursenko brings this up in her book so beautifully as she's explained how meditation is accessible to everyone out there. Please make certain to go to Dr. Bursenko's website, Joan Bursenko, BORYSENKO.com. Get the book, Pocket Full of Miracles. Joni, thanks for being on Her Radio. I'm Dr. Pam Peek with Michelle King Robeson. Listen to Her Radio and all the great shows on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Stay well.